What's going on, guys, and welcome to the first episode of the Bear Performance Podcast. My name is Nick Bear. I am your host, and I am the owner of Bear Performance Nutrition. So I figured the best way to kick off this podcast is to give you a little bit of story or a little bit of background behind the story of Bear Performance Nutrition. So before we dive into that, I own Bear Performance Nutrition. We are a dietary supplement company based out of Central Texas. We're about 20 minutes north of Austin, right outside of the city. And we just moved into our new warehouse, which is about 10,000 square feet. And I want to tell you how we got here and how I went from shipping supplements out of my college apartment in Western Pennsylvania at the Indiana University of Pennsylvania to moving to Georgia and then Texas and then building this brand, this seven-figure brand that we have right now. And it's quite the story. It's a pretty crazy story. So we're going to dive right into it. Now, this is about 2012, and this is where it all started. I was studying nutrition at the Indiana University of Pennsylvania, like I said, and I was on an ROTC scholarship. So I knew that after college, I was going active duty military. I knew that. And you know, I've told the story plenty of times before, but I wanted to be the first one on this platform to give some context about what we're going to talk about in the future. So I'm studying nutrition in college on an ROTC scholarship, and it got to the point where I could not afford pre-workout. I was a typical broke college student, and I started mixing up my own pre-workout by buying ingredients in bulk. So me and some of my buddies, we went in and we bought ingredients in bulk online, like creatine, caffeine, citrulline malate, because we figured, you know, if we bought all these ingredients in bulk, we could make our own pre-workout supplements. It would last us longer. We would spend less money. It was a win-win. And let me tell you a little story about how that happened, how that worked. So we buy all these ingredients. I go to the store. I buy a food scale that weighs in grams, ounces, and pounds. And in the mail, I get this bag of creatine. I get this bag of beta-alanine, citrulline malate, caffeine, stuff like that. And what we found is with that scale, because it measured in grams, it did not measure in milligrams, we could not dose out our caffeine. Like if we wanted to measure it, the lowest amount we could measure is 1 gram, 1,000 milligrams of caffeine, obviously too much for us. So we were kind of eyeballing caffeine into our pre-workout. And the scale at the time wasn't super accurate, so like beta-alanine, you know, typically you'll take about 3.2 grams before a workout. We might have been taking like 6 or 7 grams of beta-alanine. So we mix up these pre-workouts. We don't flavor them at all, so they taste garbage. And I remember the first time taking it, we had so much caffeine in there. We had so much beta-alanine. We were like itching our skin off. We were scratching our neck. If someone walked into that room, they see these guys like scratching their neck, itching their arms, a scale with white powder on the table. It looks like we're like dealing drugs out of this college apartment, or we were in the dorms at that time. And that's how I first started getting into making my own supplements. So that's some backstory. Fast forward a little bit. That was like freshman year. And in 2012, I had to go to this, it was called Advanced Camp for ROTC. And it was in Fort Lewis, Washington. So I was there for 30 days. And all the cadets in the nation go there between their junior and senior year to get assessed in relation to the other cadets in the nation. And how well you do at this camp determines, you know, what job you get in the Army or the military. And I wanted active duty, and I got infantry. So at this camp, I did really well. Like, my leadership evaluations came back really good. My confidence was like renewed and at all time high. So I come back from this camp, and it's 2012, and because I had like this renewed confidence, I was like, you know what, I'm going to start a company. And I've been mixing up these pre-workout supplements for the longest time, for years. Now I'm going to start my own company. So I took a $20,000 loan out with USAA, which is a military bank, and they had this really sweet option where if you were a cadet in ROTC, you could take what they called a pre-commissioning loan out up to like $20,000. And you didn't start making payments until 6 months after you commissioned. So that's how I got started. I took out this $20,000 loan. And I remember I had to get it approved by my battalion commander at the time what I was going to use that $20,000 for. A lot of kids around me were using it for like engagement rings, for a new car, to consolidate debt, stuff like that. They were just kind of blowing this money, vacations. So I had to brief my battalion commander, hey, sir, I want to take $20,000 out and start this dietary supplement company. And after a lot of conversations, a lot of paperwork, got approved. I got the money. I reached out to a contract manufacturer who at the time was in like California. And I placed my first order of pre-workout Flight at the time. And we did Flight and I think Intraflight, amino acid supplement initially. So I placed this production order and I had like a 12-week lead time. So within those 12 weeks, I dieted down for a photo shoot for the website. I started building the website with a friend from college. I spent all the money that I took out from that loan on inventory. So I had to get like friends and buddies and like just people I knew that would do work for free or cheap to help me do like photos, website, design, even labels, t-shirts, like everything. I was like, hey, if you do this for me, I'll give you some bottles of pre-workout or some bottles of amino acids. I had a lot of people help me. But looking back, it was very mediocre, like the way I launched this brand. I had no clue what I was doing. I didn't know anything about business. No one in my family ever started a business. I just knew that this is what I wanted to do. So I had this plan. I was going to diet down. I was going to do a photo shoot. I was going to build a website, and then we were going to launch the company. And before launching the company, I was going to send these bottles of Flight and Intraflight to people, fitness YouTubers. So what ends up happening, you know, reality is kind of different from expectations. I send these bottles of pre-workout and amino acids to these YouTubers, fitness YouTubers. I ask them to do a review. They do a little shout out review on their channels. Launch the company expecting to sell out day one, and it was like 3 sales. And then after that, it was like maybe 1 sale a week or 1 sale every couple days. And I was like, oh man, this is not going the way I expected it to. So after that, I was doing like 50% off sales all the time just to move inventory, because I was like, I got to start paying this loan back soon. I got to start making some money. And that's like the initial start of BPN. I'm in my college apartment. I put this production order in for Flight and Intraflight. I'm trying to figure it out as I go. It wasn't as smooth or successful as I originally thought it would be in the beginning. And I'm just hitting these hiccups. And as this is happening, I'm reaching graduation from college. So I was about to graduate, like I say, with a degree in nutrition, commissioned into the Army as an infantry officer. And I knew as soon as I was going to graduate, I was going to be shipped down to Fort Benning, Georgia. So I'm still trying to build this brand, but we're not making much movement. Like, my priorities were Army at that time. So I graduate college, I get shipped down to Fort Benning, Georgia, where I was there for a year. And during that time, like, I'm trying to grow the brand. I'm trying to push it. But I was in and out of training. Like, I left all the inventory back in Pennsylvania. I had my brother and my dad helping me ship stuff out, which was a sale here and there. But when I was in Georgia, first I did the infantry officer basic course. And then I did Ranger school. And then I did airborne school. And then Bradley leader course. So I spent like this year in TRADOC, where I really had no time to dedicate to the brand. It was all Army. But then after that year was over, I ended up getting stationed at Fort Hood, Texas. And this is where things really started to change. So I arrive at Fort Hood, Texas, and I get to my unit, and I find out my unit is currently in Germany for like another 30 days. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with all this free time that I had. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start a YouTube channel. I tried starting a YouTube channel like in the past, probably a year before that. Put a few videos up, didn't get any traction, took it down. I did that like twice. So I decided, you know what, I'm gonna stick to this. I'm gonna start a YouTube channel. I'm gonna document the process of my training, my nutrition, and my supplement company, like building this brand. So I launched this YouTube channel. I spent some money that I made in the Army on a good camera and a mic and stuff like that. And I just start filming every day, all my free time, just filming videos, nutrition, training, diet, supplementation, stuff like that. And that channel started to pick up. You know, I grew to 100 subscribers and 1,000 subscribers. And I remember hitting 10,000 subscribers. And I start growing this platform. And as I'm growing this platform, you know, my unit from Germany is coming back. And I get assigned to a platoon. I'm a platoon leader, infantry platoon leader at the time. And, you know, my schedule pretty much was I would wake up at like 5 a.m., be at work by 6, and I had my morning meeting with my company, my army company, until PT, so like 6 to 6:30. PT was like 6:30 to 7:30. We'd have work from 9 till maybe 5 p.m., 6 p.m. if we weren't in the field. And then I'd go straight home, pick up my camera, go to the gym, start filming till like midnight, 1 a.m., edit a video up, upload it, do the same thing the next day. And the weekends for me, it was just filming videos, filming content, trying to grow my personal brand and my company in my free time. So I'm building a nice size platform at this time. I get my subscribers to like 30,000. And we get orders for our unit to go to South Korea for 9 months. So at this point, it was kind of it was like a breaking point, because I knew when I was getting back from South Korea, I was going to start transitioning out of the military. And BPN, the supplement company, could not sustain me from where it was at that point when I got out of the military to do that full time. But I was hoping it would grow, you know. So I get to Korea, and when I get to South Korea, I tell myself I'm not going to watch any movies. I'm not going to watch any TV shows. Everything I do with all my free time will be dedicated to building my personal brand, building the business, listening to podcasts, watching videos on how to edit and how to market and how to scale a brand. I spent all my free time learning how to build this business because it's what I wanted to do. I was super passionate about it. And that's what I did. So, you know, I my priority when I was over there was the Army. But with all my free time, when everyone else was hanging out with buddies or playing video games or playing like intramural sports and stuff like that, my hobby was building this brand. And I spent so much time. And my schedule was crazy over there because South Korea is like a 14-hour, I believe, time difference. So I would wake up around 4 a.m. in South Korea, and I would work on my brand for about 2 hours, because during those hours, I had to talk to manufacturers and marketers and advertisers back in the States because they were still awake. And then I would go into PT from like 6 to 7:30, and then from 7:30 to 8:30, I go straight to the gym and I start filming YouTube videos, because that was the only time when it was empty and I could film YouTube videos. And I'd go to work from 9 to 5 p.m. if we weren't in the field. And then at 5 p.m., I'd go back to my room and then keep filming content and learning and listening to podcasts and reading articles on marketing and scaling brands and just teaching myself everything I needed to learn to make this work, to make this happen. And my goal when I was over there was I just wanted to have BPN make $10,000 a month. And if I could have BPN make $10,000 a month, then I could start moving the brand in the right direction to possibly do that full time when I get out of the military and back from South Korea. So I had a few videos and I started incorporating some more military content into my YouTube channel when I was there, because I mean, that's really all I was doing over there. It was fitness. It was learning how to grow the brand. And it was Army stuff. So I started showing some PT workouts. I started taking my cameras to the field, you know, all that type of content. And the military niche content really picked up. And I had this one video that really just took off. It was like 1 million views in like a month. And my subscribers went from 30,000 to 80,000, then 90,000 to 100,000. I remember hitting 100,000 subscribers and growing this brand when I was over there and thinking, wow, this might work. You know, all this work is paying off. And at that point, I had the brand for 5 years. And I'm spending so much time. It's my passion. It's my fulfilling passion that I'm putting all this work into. And Korea is where I really turned it around. You know, I remember vividly spending every waking minute working on the brand that wasn't spent in the Army. And I would write thank you cards every night to everyone that placed an order. Like, to Joe, hey, thank you for supporting BPN. Thanks for your Blue Raspberry, or I hope you enjoy your Blue Raspberry flight. Let me know what you think. If you have any questions, send me an email at nick@bearperformancenutrition.com. And I would send one of those to every order that came in at night. Send it from Korea back to the States. And I did this until we started hitting about 40 orders a day, and I just didn't have the time for it anymore. I couldn't do it. I just didn't have the time. And I was sleeping maybe like 3-4 hours a night at that point because, like I said, I was driven to grow this brand. So it's approaching the time that 9-month rotation has come to an end where I'm transitioning out of South Korea back to the United States. And at this point, my brother is working a full-time job in Pennsylvania. And I convince him and I ask him, hey, why don't you come work with me with BPN? Leave Pennsylvania, come down to Texas, live in the house that I have back there, and try to find a warehouse for us. So as I was getting ready to come back home, my brother was moving to Texas so that when I got back, he was already there and we could start putting things in place to continue growing this brand and making it work. So, you know, as we're going, we're starting to put all these things in line. And looking back in retrospect, these things fell into place. Like, we were working hard. We were working a lot, but we made the right decisions along the way. We made a lot of wrong decisions. Don't get me wrong. We made a lot of bad decisions. We lost and wasted a lot of money and had a lot of failures along the lines and through the process. But we also made a lot of right decisions that placed us right here, right now. So when I get back to the States from South Korea, my brother signed a lease for a warehouse of 6,300 square feet. And our plan was to open a gym in that space, but also ship and distribute our products out of to have a space for inventory, because before that, we were shipping all of the inventory out of the house that I had in Texas, and it was about probably a 1,300 square foot house. We had supplements in every room. We had supplements in the living room, in the kitchen, in the garage, everywhere. Like, we had these freight trucks driving into a residential area, dropping off big pallets of supplements for us on my driveway. Like, that doesn't happen. You're not supposed to do that. So we move into the 6,300 square foot warehouse, and we get all this gym equipment, and we open it up to the public. And it was a few months after I got back from South Korea, we opened this gym that we spent months working on, and we had a small space for inventory for supplements. And as soon as we opened the gym, we launched the gym, we had a feeling. We were like, you know what, as BPN's growing, we might have to cancel, or we might have to close the gym to the public. Like, we're going to run out of space. And it was honestly maybe 2 months, 3 months after we opened the gym to the public that we had to close it because we needed that space for inventory. Like, we tried to hold on to it as long as possible, but it only made sense. Like, BPN was a scalable business that we could make more money off of, and we needed the space for inventory. So we closed the gym a few months after that. We closed it to the public. We kept some equipment for our personal use, and we set up racks and set up all of our inventory in there. So we have this base of operations now in the 6,300 square foot facility that allowed us to grow. It gave us the capabilities of growing. And we hired some more employees, and we started to build and using social media still, sponsoring some athletes. And I think our biggest move is we decided to do a rebrand, and that helped us tremendously. So with our rebrand, we completely redid our website. We completely redid our logos. We redid our labels, and it looked like a completely different business. I mean, we went through probably 5 rounds of labels to get to this point. And when me and my brother go back home, my parents still have like our first version of Flight, our second version of Flight, third version, fourth version, fifth version. The formula is still similar, but the labels are so different as we progressed, as we got better, as we made different decisions. But rebranding every aspect of the business helped us tremendously because it gave us a new, fresh look. It gave us a more professional look and an idea behind the company. And we were able to reach a larger audience. And that helped us tremendously. So I remember, I remember in college making maybe $100 a month with the business. I remember hitting $1,000 a month. I remember hitting $10,000 a month. And then I remember when we hit $100,000 a month. And it's crazy to look back at where we started. And at this point, it's been 7 years, 7 years since we started the business. And all the work, all the drive, all the passion that's been put into the business, all of it has been so worth it. And just about 6 months ago, we left that 6,300 square foot facility because we outgrew that and recently signed a lease for a 10,000 square foot warehouse that we're in right now, which is a huge upgrade, and it's beautiful. And me and my brother both, I love having the opportunity to work with my brother. And we both love kind of just driving around and looking at warehouse space. We have a soft spot in our heart for warehouse space. Just because it's part of the business that we're in. It's part of the passion that we love. And moving into this new spot was a huge growing opportunity for us as we continue to scale and build a seven-figure brand. So the journey that put us here has been a crazy one. Through filming YouTube videos and creating content, to joining the Army and sharing my story through Ranger School and growing the business in South Korea and reaching a larger audience. Every part of our story and our journey has contributed to putting us in this spot right now. And obviously, if I had to go back, I'd make a lot of changes to where we wasted time, where we lost money, where we wasted money. But without those decisions, it wouldn't place us in our spot today. And we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those decisions. But I think the biggest takeaway that I want to leave with this podcast, it's going from starting a brand where I'm shipping supplements out of my college apartment. And if you could have seen this college apartment, it was probably maybe 1,000 square feet. And we had five roommates in there. And it was above a bar in Western Pennsylvania at IUP on Philadelphia Street, if anyone's familiar with that area. And I would, bring a few boxes up at a time, and I'd ship supplements from there. Every so often, I'd drop off the packages at USPS, the post office, on the way to my classes. And going from there to moving the brand to Texas, to shipping out of my house, to shipping out of a warehouse, to moving into a bigger warehouse because we outgrew it, the journey has been amazing. But the things that I learned throughout that process that I want to share, that I want to instill with you guys, is if you could have just seen the way I was in high school as opposed to now, I'd say night and day. In high school, I was never a stud athlete. I was never a stud student. I was never the smartest. I had to go get extra classes for my mom sent me to take this course to improve my SAT score because my SAT scores were too low going into college, so I had to boost those. But I wasn't the smartest person. Now, I didn't have any business background. I didn't have any mentors. I didn't have any family that was in business. I was the first one to do it. But everything that I've accomplished, all the successes that we've had, it's because I was willing and able to learn. And I think that's where a lot of people fail to realize. You have the resources, every resource you need at the tip of your fingers. It's in your pocket right now. And I learned that very early on. I learned, hey, I want to start a YouTube channel. How do I do it? Well, I don't know anyone that's doing it. I'm just going to search. Hey, I want to start a business. I don't know anyone that started a business. I'm going to search. I'd go online. I'd listen to podcasts. I'd read books. I'd watch webinars. I would take advantage of every opportunity I could to learn something. And when I was in South Korea, I got this motto that I wanted to learn one new thing every single day. I was there for 9 months. If I would have learned one new thing every single day for 9 months, that's a few hundred things that you would have learned. And I did. I learned hundreds of things while in South Korea, probably the most productive time of my life, because I was willing and able to learn everything. I wanted to soak it up. I wanted to be a sponge. And I'm still that way. I'm still that same way where if I want to do something, I'm not going to be limited by what I know and what I don't know. I know I have the resources. I know I can learn anything I want to. It might take time. It might take me more time than you. You might need more time than me. but we have the resource to learn anything you want and build anything you want. As long as you have the resources, some time, and patience, man, you can grow anything. So that's the story about BPN. That's how I first got started. That's how we scaled. That's how we grew. And that's how we're sitting in this 10,000 square foot facility right now as a seven-figure business and a seven-figure brand with a very loyal following, great social media platforms, and a great customer base. So I look forward to sharing some of my experiences, some of my wins and losses, the things that I've learned through building a brand, through fitness, with my nutrition degree, through everything I've done, accomplished, or failed at so far. I want to share that with you guys through this platform. So with that being said, welcome to the Bear Performance Podcast, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.